That's right. It is time now for the good stuff. It is Kim and Mike Birch hosting today, and delighted and honored to be here.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding Cherry County area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do. It's a Quiet Trails International. That's the first designation in the Northern Hemisphere on the Niobrara National Scenic River. So check that one out. Also, home of the Nebraska Star Party and International Dark Skies out at Merritt Reservoir. Come to view the stars right here in Cherry County. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
And of course, Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, they're not fancy. They focus on what matters, providing you the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers like that. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
What do you have for us to lead off the hitting list today?
Okay, well, I've got this that was sent in actually to Jim, so that's been a while ago. Anyway, it's called How Grandma Washed Clothes, and I thought it was very interesting. It really makes us maybe stop a minute and not take so many things for granted. Never thought of a washer in this light before. What a blessing. Washing clothes recipe. Imagine having a recipe for this. Years ago, an Alabama grandmother gave the new bride the following recipe. This is an exact copy as written in an old scrapbook with spelling errors and all. Washing clothes.
Washing.
Washing. Build a fire in the backyard to heat the kettle of rainwater. Set tubs so smoke won't blow in eyes if wind is pert. Shave one whole cake of lye soap and boil in water. Sort things, make three piles. One pile white, one pile colored, one pile work breeches and rags. To make starch, stir flour in cool water to smooth, then thin down with boiling water. Take white things, rub dirty spots on board, scrub hard and boil, then rub colored. Don't boil, just wrench and starch. Now, I didn't know what wrench meant, but it actually means to rinse. That's inside information. Take things out of the kettle with a broomstick handle, then wrench and starch. Hang old rags on the fence, spread tea towels on the grass. Pour wrench water in the flower beds, scrub the porch with hot soapy water. Turn tubs upside down. Go put on clean dress, smooth your hair with hair combs, brew a cup of tea, sit and rock a spell, and count your blessings. Paste this over your washer and dryer. Next time when you think things are bleak, read it again. Kiss that washing machine and dryer and give thanks. First thing each morning, you should run and hug your washer and dryer. Also, your toilet. Those two holers used to get mighty cold. For you non-Southerners, wrench means rinse, as I said. And we think we have it rough.
All right. Well, we'll think about that next time we hit the spin cycle there.
Indeed.
Well, that's, you know,
very sobering, actually.
Everybody likes Twinkies, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not so much after I read this to you. Over 500 million of those popular golden cakes are sold each year. But what exactly are they made of?
No one knows.
CBS2's Dr. Holly Phillips decided to dissect the anatomy of a Twinkie. Dr. Phillips said there are 39 ingredients packed into the dessert, and all but one are processed. The ingredients include cellulose gum, calcium sulfate, and some stuff I can't even say. Some of the items that are used in sheetrock, shampoo, laundry detergent, and even rocket fuel. Author Steve Edlinger spent 5 years tracking down the source of every ingredient found in a Twinkie. Quote, I was surprised that so many not only came from petroleum, but at least five came from rocks, Edlinger says.
Oh my goodness.
The vitamins, artificial flavors, and colorings all come from petroleum. Phosphates from limestone make Twinkies light and airy. Sorbic acid is made from natural gas. That really blew my mind, Edlinger says. And the creamy middle? There is no cream in the cream, as they say. It's mostly Crisco. Makes you want to go right out.
Get a whole bunch of them, eh?
Yep.
Yeah,
deep fat
indeed.
Fry them. It'll make them even better.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, we better close off with some funny little quotes here. Hard work is the yeast that raises the dough. I'd agree with that. And it is especially hard to work for money you've already spent for something you didn't need.
Ooh,
that's
yep.
A serious lesson, everybody. It is especially hard to work for money you've already spent for something you didn't need.
Is that like paying for a dead horse? Is that
I think that's
kind of...
Yeah, I think they just updated the vernacular.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for the good stuff.